At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Corey Smith, the new president of Hillsboro Baseball Little League. Corey is a father of three children, Jacob, Eli, and Sophia, with one more on the way. He's also a married man and a 13-year military veteran and current member of the Oregon Air National Guard and a resident of North Plains, Oregon. Corey, how's it going, man?
I'm good, good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for joining us. So I'm interested to talk with you today about the Hillsboro Little League and kind of the condition that it's in. And I think a lot of folks would be interested as well in knowing what exactly is going on with Hillsboro Little League, because there's been some kind of recent unfortunate events that have happened with the Little League in terms of the former league president leaving town and leaving the board with a negative balance. And you're kind of trying to take over, or you are taking over as the president and putting together a board and trying to get the volunteers as registrations open now. And so just tell us a little bit about kind of what Hillsboro Little League is going through right now.
Absolutely. Last year I volunteered to be a coach. And, going through the whole process and basically didn't get any information back, didn't get any emails, tried calling a couple times, and just kind of was the whole process was kind of weird to me. Finally got a phone call from him one day saying, hey, this is the information, meet at this field, get the gear. And that was the last I ever heard from the current president. So basically, me and the two other T-ball coaches, ran the league last year. No jerseys, no uniforms. Basically, Sam outed the whole thing. So this year, I got together with the district, and Hillsboro basically, in the last 4 or 5 years, has not been running very well. You can basically ask anybody in the current community, and they've all had terrible experiences with that. So basically, me and two other board members, we're taking it over this year, and hopefully we're going to try to get rid of that stigma and make it a league that's more community involved and get more active with the youth, and hopefully make a good baseball program for people to play in.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great effort on your part as you're kind of helping stabilize the league. And I know you're kind of in search of volunteers as well for the board and maybe sponsors for equipment and uniforms, and we're trying to get that word out there. Let's start with just kind of the basic premise, though, of Hillsboro Baseball Little League and what is it? I mean, how old are the kids that are playing? Where do you guys play? Who all's involved, et cetera?
Right. So Hillman Baseball was established in 2002. We do ages between 4 and 12. And we operate underneath Little League International, which is the world's largest organized youth program. With a city of 106,000 people, we only had 3 teams last year. So we would really like to, get into the older ages to be able to bring kids out and field more teams so we can play. Eventually go into All Stars and hopefully feel the team that can go to the districts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. People can get involved. I mean, we only have 3 people on the board, so we need more board members. We need treasurers. We need basically anybody that can get involved. Coaches, the volunteers that would come out to help us with the field. Actually, one of our sponsors right now, which is Hillsboro Hops, which obviously they're from the Hillsboro area. They're just getting involved with us, which is really, really awesome. They're putting their fingers deep into this. They're really passionate about it. So shout out to them for trying to help us out and bring this league back.
Mm-hmm. And let's go back to the kind of the current condition of Hillsboro Little League. Like you mentioned, mm-hmm. you'd kind of noticed last year that the league wasn't in great hands. At least it didn't appear right. super organized, and it sounded right. like you and a couple other coaches basically efforted making the league possible and keeping the league upright. Mm-hmm. How did this kind of come about? I mean, because the league had been established at some point. You said it had been established since 2002, right. I think is what you said. So how did the right. kind of current condition come about? And then how did you get involved in Little League?
Right. I think it's lack. Community involvement. The guy was doing it by himself, and I understand this in like my short time since now. It's not an easy thing to do. Whether he was reaching out and asking for help, I'm not sure about that. But basically, it's just lack of involvement from the community from that one point, and probably the coaches' language as far as him as well. Like you mentioned before, when I came into the league this year. We had a negative balance, so one of our accounts was overdrawn, and that's just something you can't maintain a league like that. So that's why we're asking for sponsorships and stuff like that, so we can basically get the thing off the ground and running again. As far as how it became this way, like I said, I think lack of involvement and just poor management skills, I just don't think anybody wanted to step up and take it over, and I've got two really good board members with me, and we're hoping to change that.
Mm-hmm. This is Corey Smith, president of Hillsboro Little League. You can check out their website, hillsborolittleleague.org. They have all sorts of important information on there. Leagues, coaches, registration, forms, how you can volunteer, how you can contact the league, et cetera. And we'll get into that a little bit in just a moment. Their email is hillsborolleague@gmail.com. So hillsborolleague@gmail.com. And again, this is Corey Smith, the new president who's taking over for Hillsboro Little League and trying to get the program back upright again. And why is this an important cause? Why should the community care about it? I mean, I think it's relatively obvious on the surface in terms of, hey, man, sports are a great way for kids to learn life skills, for kids to make friendships. Right. But tell us a little bit more as someone who's directly involved with this specific program in our community in the Hillsboro area. Why is this an important cause to get this league up and running?
No, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's crazy to me that a city of 106,000 people, we have no stable Little League program. It's important for a community aspect, and most important for our youth. I mean, for them to have a platform for them to come out to meet other kids and to play a sport that is fun. I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I know we have a really big baseball presence in the Hillsboro area, especially, you go to a Hillsboro Hops game, and there's a bunch of people there. So, to have a program that parents and kids can go to and have a wonderful experience that is baseball and softball. It teaches kids and sometimes even parents that community programs such as the Little League can teach a whole load of things like loyalty, courage, to get encouraged, and a lot of stuff to have fun, to have somewhere to go to have something to look forward during the week, during the weekends. Whether you're a sports fan or not, just to be able to have a platform to be able to have fun and to watch these kids, do their best and play hard.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have super fond memories of Little League. Even, you get the Capri Suns afterwards or whatever. You're hanging out with your friends. That's what it's all about as well. I mean, it's not just the game, and you make those friendships and families come together through that. No, I think that's a great point. So you kind of took over, and what has surprised you most when putting this league together, this Hillsboro Little League, and whether it's, like you mentioned, you guys were in the red financially when you took it over, or what have been kind of some of the surprises and the obstacles that you've faced as the now president of the Little League?
Well, I'm not going to lie, it's been pretty slow going at the very beginning, but as soon as we started getting the word out and started talking to people, I mean, such as a committee to fan, you guys reaching out to us as well. Just finding these, at first, I thought I was going to be, word of mouth was going to be the easiest way to get out. And we just were getting no traction. And all of a sudden, it took off. The surprising the most is how many people want to get involved. And that's why I'm talking with you today, and I've been talking with Dusty Hill over at 1080 The Fan. I think people want to get involved. I just think the word's not getting out there. It's really surprised me that there has been a lot of people that have just reached out, which has been absolutely amazing. On the other side of that is reaching out to some people, and either we're not getting callbacks or anything at all. I'm surprised. I mean, I would rather just tell them, hey, sorry, we're not interested. Just to let us know that. Most of the support follow-up has been from the bigger people like Hillsboro, Trinity Fan, office people in Hillsboro has been great. And now you guys from Metroscope. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest obstacle. I mean, really, it's just, to start any business or anything at all. It's just from a financial point. The district has been great. They floated us at the very beginning to get us up and running. So without them, there would be no Hillsboro Little League. That's awesome. And families and friends have been as great as well. Local businesses over in North Plains have really helped us out. But it's just the biggest obstacle is definitely just getting people involved and just getting the word out there.
Mm-hmm. This is Corey Smith from Hillsboro Little League. You can check out their website, hillsborolittleleague.org. You can also hit them on email, hillsborolleague@gmail.com. And please get involved. It's a little league that needs some support, either financially or with volunteer efforts, with time. I was looking on your guys' website. Looks like you have plenty of openings for your board and other jobs as well, umpires, grounds crew, etc. How would you say people can get involved, and what's the best way to get involved for those listening who want to help out and who want to make a positive contribution to your guys' organization? And quite frankly, I mean, who wouldn't? If you like sports and you want to see youngsters get the chance to play sports, I would say this would be a great cause to volunteer for, even if you have a couple extra hours on a weekend or on a weekday. Yeah, how do people get involved, and what are some of the position openings that you need for volunteers?
No, I mean, anything and everything at this point. Honestly, Preston, it's anything from sponsors to people coming out when we do get our field to come out and help us with the fields. Because really, whether you're a parent or not, right? Just get that a sense of just getting involved in something. I can tell you that it's really amazing. As far as getting a hold of us, like you said, contact us at the email at hillsborolittleleague@gmail.com, or honestly, you can call me directly. I will field any and all questions. I'm really passionate about this, and the board that's with me is really passionate about it as well. And it's just we just need everything, honestly. Board help right now would be the most help, just basically to divvy out, to delegate most of the stuff that we've got going on, whether it's treasurer or a secretary, to be able to just to kind of like off take the load a little bit from us three. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know. I think I'm looking at the league board of directors right now on the website. Umpires, field maintenance coordinators, even volunteer coaches, uniform coordinators, folks who want to work concessions, etc. All of that can kind of be used. What exactly would that look like if someone were to volunteer their time? How would they specifically go about doing that? I know they have to fill out a form online,
right?
And then I believe turn it into you or turn it into the league office. Like, how can we kind of instruct the public, so to say, on the specifics of how exactly they would get involved?
Right, right. So you definitely do have to fill out an application, and then once you fill that out, you can either email it to me at thehealthyrelationship@gmail.com, or you can contact me directly at 503-858-5349, and I can direct you through the process. I don't mind giving my phone number out as long, you know, with the people, as long as we can get people to come out and help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's the application process, and then, you know, if you want to become a coach or something like that, you do have to go through a background check. They take that very seriously. We want to make sure that people that are volunteering are able to do so and able to do, you know, make sure that our children are safe and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just go to our website. The website has a lot of the information, or you can contact me directly either through email or through my phone number. Like I said, I'm happy to field any questions.
Okay. And this is Corey Smith from the Hillsboro Little League. You can check out their website, hillsborolittleleague.org. You can also find them on the email, hillsborolleague@gmail.com. Shoot Corey a note there if you have any interest in volunteering your time, either as a coach, an umpire, working concessions, etc. Corey, if we're sitting here a year from now and celebrating what a great year it's been for Hillsboro Little League, what would that mean, and what would that say about what you guys have achieved?
Having a fun, stable, and entertaining league that has achieved growth. Like I said, last year we had three teams. I'd like to see it much higher. As far as the team members go, I'd love to field a softball team a year from now. This year we're not doing a softball just because me and the district talked about it, and I think we're just going to get enough interest as far as, you know, that many girls out here to do that. But I would love to have both baseball and softball next year. We hope to build a program that people can be a part of and continue to be a part of for years to come. I really want to make this thing, you know, stable. I want it to be permanent. I don't want people to have a bad stigma about it. I just want the community and our youth to have fun. I think it's really important. I think it strengthens the community to bring everybody together. And you know what? At the very end of it, what's better than baseball?
Absolutely. And watching the youth get the chance to play. If someone can't volunteer their time, but perhaps they could donate financially and donate some money for equipment for anyone who wants to register, maybe, or at least reduce registration costs, I'm sure you guys would be open to that. How would they kind of go about doing that?
Definitely just email me or give me a call. There's really no a registration or no application to do so. But if you know somebody or you yourself are interested in doing so, definitely just shoot me an email or give me a phone call, and I'd be happy to take your call. Anything financially is definitely, you know, or gear-wise would be wonderful.
Okay. And you guys are, like you mentioned, the Hillsboro Hops, so they are sponsoring the uniforms at this point?
We're still working out the details on that, but they are getting super, super involved. They've expressed that they're very passionate about this, which is absolutely wonderful. I mean, especially, you know, the platform that they have and them being out in Hillsboro, it's really awesome to see them get involved. But yes, no, we haven't worked out all the details, but no, they're definitely, definitely involved, and they have been absolutely great so far.
Okay. And then you were telling me in our email thread that potentially a nice incentive for folks who volunteer or donate is a tour of an F-15 fighter jet. Now, I don't want to guarantee that for everyone, but because I know that's asking a lot. But tell us a little bit about that. And you are a 13-year military veteran and current member of the Oregon Air National Guard, which, thanks for your service, first of all. And, tell us a little bit about what you potentially might be able to offer anyone who does volunteer and is interested in maybe learning more about the military or the National Guard.
Right, yeah. So I'm basically trying to hit all four corners of the bases here. I work out at the Air Guard base out here. I'm a 13-year veteran, as you say. I've been still active duty out here. I am actually a mechanic on the F-15 fighter jet over here at Portland Air National Guard. And anybody that wants to get involved in the league, I would love to, you know, if they're interested and they're, you know, that's their type of thing, I'd love to have them out and give them a tour of our facilities the F-15. Come and show them that what we do out here on a daily basis, and you know, get to see a real live jet in person, and get to see them take off and all that good stuff.
Wow, wow. All right, that sounds like a good time here. Corey Smith, HillsboroughLittleLeague.org. Check out their website. Check out the volunteer openings that they have on there. I know that registration, I believe, is currently underway as of last week, if I have that correct. When just tell us maybe some key dates. When does registration close, and when does the season start? When are you guys playing ball?
Right, right. So registration is open. We will be registering all the way up from March. So I want to get as many kids as possible and give them the allotted amount of time to be able to get signed up. Practices will start late March, probably right after spring break, and then we will start games in mid-May, and we will run all the way until after July 4th. And as far as fall ball game like that, we will visit that later in the season to see how much action we get from the spring season. But yeah, it's you can register all the way up until March, and we'll play all the way through July.
And what's the age group again for this little league?
Right, so to ages 4 to 12, and T-ball is 4 to 7, and we got single A, double A, and triple A, and majors all the way up to 12 years old.
Okay, and then as far as the positions you're looking to fill, whether they're on your board, you mentioned secretary, treasurer, I'm looking here, league info officer, umpire in chief, field maintenance coordinator, mm-hmm. equipment coordinator, and more, mentors and team parents and concessions, etc. When are you looking to have those positions filled? Is there a specific date in mind that you have? Do you need them filled by a certain time?
Well, as soon as possible would be great, but... No, so right now, to fill the league and to fill a board, you need 3 people. So we've met that minimum. So there's really we don't really need to have those positions filled. It's really a need just to spread out all the work from all those positions. Right now, us three are basically we split the work between all those positions that you've noted, and we're going with that. But if anybody can come in, and you don't have to have all the position. Even if you can just take one thing off the plate, like someone that wants to manage our finances, or someone that just wants to do the fields or talk to the schools about fields and stuff like that. I mean, really, any small task that anybody can bring on would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, this is Corey Smith, who's volunteered his time to be the president of Hillsboro Baseball Little League. Their website is HillsboroughLittleLeague.org. There's a home tab, About Us, Leagues, Coaches Corner, registration, forms, etc. That you can go on and check out if you're interested in either participating or having your child participate in Little League, or if you want to get involved, you can certainly reach out to them at HillsboroughLLeague@gmail.com if you want to be on part of the board, an umpire, work concessions, etc. All right, Corey, well, we have just a couple minutes left here. I guess maybe what I'd like to hit on one more time to just kind of emphasize this whole point is, with a community as big as Hillsboro and the Hops being one of the better and more known minor league teams in our area, I guess how did this situation happen? And in terms of not having many folks to help fill the board, and even many young kids participate, you said you only had 3 teams last year. And how right. optimistic are you that you guys can kind of turn this around?
I'm super optimistic. With the lack of communication, I did talk with the president last year, which is very minimal. He didn't do any advertising at all. So I think that might have been one of the biggest problems why we didn't field that many teams. But obviously, if you Google Little League Hillsboro, our website's the first to come up. And I know that there was a lot of kids that probably missed an opportunity to be able to play baseball for the Little League. I think with lack of management, lack of advertising, and just a lack of interest from a community standpoint to get involved. Hillsboro Hops heard our story, and they called us immediately, and now they're super involved. And I think if I just get the information out there, get the word out there, I think people will eventually come and help out.
Corey Smith, president of Hillsboro Baseball Little League. Really appreciate what you're doing, man. Is there anything else that you'd like to get out there as far as different positions you might need to be filled or different ways people can get involved? Let's really drive this point home as we have just a minute or two left here. What can people do to help out? What exactly do you guys need to help this thing get going? And, how can people help out and reach you?
Spread the word, for one, would be great. Just coming out, and whether you have a kid or not, try to be part of the community. Whether you're from Hillsboro or not, or whether you're from Davidson or Loa, get involved in your Little League program. I know that every league could use the help. Us especially, since we're basically starting from, ground zero, we could use any help that we need. We really do need a home, that we need sponsors. We do need money, in order to drive down registration costs. We don't want to have to charge people $120 for a season. We'd love to, stay underneath the $100 mark. Gear, to make sure these kids have the proper gear, helmets, bats, balls, stuff to keep them safe and stuff that's, good quality stuff. And as far as anything that you can do to help, whether it's just a word of mouth or, floating some money or sponsorships or donating gear, your time is always appreciated if you can donate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know folks out there should definitely tip their hat to you for taking this project on. And I can't say enough about how thankful we are for people like you in the community for taking projects like this on and helping kids get out there and participate in youth sports. It's obviously a big part of their lives growing up. It was certainly a big part of my life, and I'm sure a lot of listeners out there. And thanks, man, for taking this on, and best of luck with everything. And we hope to see folks and listeners, et cetera, shoot you an email at HillsboroLLeague@gmail.com or check out their website, HillsboroLittleLeague.org. Corey, thanks, man, and best of luck with everything here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We were talking today with Corey Smith, president of Hillsboro Little League. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.